in the limelight.
In the fight against inflation, the European Central Bank ECB, the Bank of England and the US Federal Reserve risk either doing too much too soon or too little too late. We have prepared for you an article written by Larry Elliott. The piece is titled Interest Rates, the Three Central Banks Facing One Tricky Balancing Act. Whatever it takes. With those three words, the then head of the European Central Bank, ECB, quashed doubts in July of 2012 about whether the euro had a future. Mario Draghi's message to the financial markets was that they should not doubt his commitment to defend the single currency. The warning worked. 10 years later, the European Central Bank, the ECB, is again in the spotlight. But so are two other major central banks, the US Federal Reserve and the Bank of England. All three are facing the same problem, what to do about annual inflation rates that are nudging 10%. A crucial month kicks off on Thursday, 21st of July, when the European Central Bank will raise interest rates for the first time in 11 years. With neat symmetry, Mario Draghi is once again playing a pivotal role, this time by threatening to quit as Italy's Prime Minister. The prospect of the European Central Bank toughening its stance had already alarmed the markets even before a political crisis in the Eurozone's third biggest economy loomed. Investors demanded a higher premium for financing Italy's huge national debt. So, in an echo of events in 2012, the yield or interest rate on Italian bonds has risen. The gap or spread, when comparing with German bond yields, can be expected to widen further should Mario Draghi resign. This creates a dilemma for the European Central Bank. On the one hand, it is committed to tackling inflation, but on the other, it wants to minimize the impact on Italy. IPEC Oskar Deskaya of Swiss Bank said, "No matter if Italy goes into turmoil or not, the European Central Bank will have to hike interest rates in the coming days and say that they will do more if needed in the coming meetings." Christine Lagarde, Mario Draghi's successor as European Central Bank president, said her team would come up with a new instrument to shield Italy from any adverse impact of higher interest rates, and the financial markets expect her to deliver in the coming days. Neil Shearing, the chief economist at Capital Economics, said, 10 years after Mario Draghi's pledge to do whatever it takes, Christine Lagarde risks repeating history. She must avoid drifting into another crisis that would ultimately require her to make a similar pledge to her predecessor. The weakness of the euro against the US dollar is an added complication and one reason for the single currency falling below parity for the first time in 2 decades. Earlier this month is that the US interest rates are already at 1.5% to 1.75%. while the European Central Bank's main interest rate is zero. So after recent decision in Frankfurt, attention will shift to Washington, D.C. Whereas the decision for the European Central Bank boils down to whether interest rates should rise by a quarter of a percentage point or half a percentage point, the US Federal Reserve is mulling whether to tighten by three quarters of a percentage point or even a full percentage point. Up until the release of the latest US cost of living data, the assumption on Wall Street was that the US Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and his colleagues would repeat June's 0.75 percentage point increase. However, recent news that inflation had jumped to a 40-year high of 9.1% unsettled investors by prompting fears of a tougher response. Krishna Guha of Evercore, the investment bank advisory firm, said the signs were that the US Federal Reserve would opt for the smaller 0.75% increase. He said, "This is still a big move and we expect the US Federal Reserve will be resolutely hawkish in terms of the rate path, the future course of borrowing costs, but sticking to a steadier sequence of hikes reduces the risk that the Fed overshoots badly. That is, raises interest rates much more than ultimately turns out to be required to tame inflation." The same tricky balancing act, preventing inflation from becoming embedded while at the same time avoiding sending the economy into recession, is causing headaches at the Bank of England, which will be the last of the three central banks to announce its policy decision. Threadneedle Street's Monetary Policy Committee has raised interest rate at its last five meetings. They currently stand at 1.25%. A sixth increase is seen by the City of London as a nailed-on certainty for early August, with opinion divided on whether the bank will opt for a quarter or a half a percentage point increase. Andrew Bailey, the Bank of England's governor, said recently both would be on the table at the Monetary Policy Committee's early August meeting. Britain's annual inflation rate, which rose to 9.4% in June, is forecast to reach 11% later this year, intensifying a squeeze on living standards that already threatens to send the economy into reverse. Capital Economics is convinced the Bank of England will continue to raise interest rates to 3%, even though it will mean doing so while the economy is in recession for the first time since 1975. Others think the Monetary Policy Committee, the MPC, will go easier as it grapples with 1970s-style stagflation. James Sproul of Handelsbanken thinks the Bank of England will stop raising interest rates when they get to 1.75%. As Michael Saunders said in his valedictory speech, as a Monetary Policy Committee member recently, the choice boiled down to whether the Bank of England, the US Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank would rather risk doing too much too soon or too little too late. Two things are certain. A whatever it takes approach to inflation will be costly, and the credibility of all three central banks is firmly underlined. Until January of this year, Britain's inflation surge was on course to be short-lived. Now it seems the Russian special operation in Ukraine and a splurge of untargeted handouts by the Biden administration during the pandemic, which have served to push up prices in America, will keep inflation in Britain high into next year. Those governments that have borrowed in dollars face a double whammy. Not only will they need to raise domestic interest rates to limit the impact of import price rises, they will also face a massive jump in interest payments on their dollar borrowings. Emerging markets and many developing world countries will be broke when the extra costs are combined with a loss of tourism from the COVID pandemic. Sri Lanka, for example, has already gone bust, and many more countries could follow. For the past three decades, Western banks have marketed low-cost loans across the developing world as a route to financial freedom. The Zambian government borrowed heavily before the pandemic to become self-sufficient in electricity generation. It is a laudable aim, but has left the Central African state with a ratio of debt to national income, or GDP, much to the same as France's, about 110%. The problem for Zambia is not the same as for France, which pays an interest rate of 1.8% to finance its debts, measured by the yield on its 10-year bonds. The Zambian 10-year bond commands a rate of 27%. Now Zambia, like France and so many other countries, must borrow simply to live. To invest is to borrow more. There is no sign that the United States will change course. Joe Biden is in a panic about the midterm elections, when fears of spiraling inflation could favor the Republicans. This panic has spilled over onto the US Federal Reserve, which has adopted hysterical language to persuade consumers and businesses that higher interest rates are coming down the track and to curb their spending accordingly. The US Federal Reserve knows inflation is a problem born of insufficient supply that only governments can tackle. But that doesn't look like stopping it from pushing the US economy and everyone else's economy into recession.